This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes and to visit the Church of Christ in your community. And especially do I invite you to visit with the congregation which sponsors this broadcast, about which the announcer will tell you at the close of the program. And now, for the past several days, we have been considering the topic, Why Jesus and the Early Church Were Hated. And I pick up today where we left off last time, in talking about why the church was hated. It was hated because it offered salvation only through the blood of Christ. I know that sometimes men think that they may live good moral lives, that because they pay their debts and visit the sick, or because a man works hard and provides for his wife and children, all of which are fine and good. In fact, if a man will not work to provide for his own, the Apostle Paul taught in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8 that he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. There is certainly no premium in the Bible on a man not being willing to work hard. But let us recognize, each and every one of us, that we are sinners. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 makes clear that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Further, let us recognize that according to Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2, that sin separates us from God, and that the final and ultimate consequence of sin is death, that is, eternal separation from God in the hell prepared for the devil and his angels. Romans chapter 6, verse 23, Revelation chapter 20, verses 10 to 15. And so, salvation is offered to man through the blood of Christ. There is none of us who is good enough to be saved. According to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, the Bible says, apart from the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And yet, what blood should be offered? What blood has the power to forgive from sin? According to Hebrews chapter 10, verses 3 and 4, we learn that it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. But according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7, the blood of Christ can redeem us or deliver us from our sin. Also, Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9 is relevant to this point. Now, when the early church proclaimed Jesus as the one and only way of salvation, many people did not like it, just as many people today do not like it. And yet, nevertheless, it remains the truth that only through Christ and the power of His shed blood can men be saved from sin. Jesus said in John 8:24, "Except ye believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sins." And further, in the same book, chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, we find the words, "Many other signs therefore did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that believing you might have life in His name." And so, you see, salvation is only through Christ. And where men preach that faithfully, even though it's done lovingly and with great gentleness and care, there are people who will reject it and will hate not only the message, but the one who preaches the message. Now let us turn to some negative reasons as to why the early church was hated. They were hated because they were uncompromising. They were simply unwilling to compromise a single point of the truth. They were hated because they were exclusive and distinct. This is the message of Christ, the body of Christ. They were hated because they not only preached the truth, but because they exposed religious error. They were hated not only because they lived godly and righteous lives, but because they exposed sin in the lives of men everywhere. They were hated because they were entirely uncompromising with all sin and with all error everywhere. And they demanded that men come out of the world and live a godly, righteous life in submission to the will of Christ. Be with us tomorrow as we continue this vital study of why Jesus and the early church were hated.